Could we get a clarification? Because we're about to vote on this, and we need to know what's in the amendment. Could everybody look at the amendment? We need to know if it applies to the staff, if it changes the staff.
I can read you what it would read about staff members.
Okay, could you read that language? Because that's very important that we know what's in it. Okay, Brian?
This is starting in the second paragraph of the bylaw as amended. First sentence, quote, any staff member in good standing may self-nominate and or be nominated for the office of staff delegate for the foundation radio station with which she or he is affiliated by one or more staff members in good standing.
Okay, so it changes staff member also. They wouldn't be required. They can also self-nominate.
And okay. Janet, there's more.
Janet, what more is there?
In the next paragraph, B, nomination procedures, about four or five lines from the bottom, the names of up to five of the candidates' nominators may be listed. That hasn't changed.
Okay. But
it doesn't require five nominators.
Right. May, yes.
Okay. Does everyone understand the amendment? You have it in writing and to look over it. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on this amendment?
Yes. Aaron? Can't hear you. Alexander?
I pass.
Pass. Bethune?
Pass.
Brown?
No.
No. Kesnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
No. Gammon?
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander? You passed.
I abstain.
Abstain. Bethune, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. Let me count. I have 8 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
8 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting. This fails, does not have the 10 required.
Okay. The next amendment that we have is the last one on the affiliates. Does someone wish to motivate this amendment?
Michael?
I can't hear anything. Is anyone there?
Michael, could you
call it back? Hang on a second.
If everyone has read it while we're waiting on Michael to come back, does anyone want to speak to this amendment?
Which one is it?
This is the one concerning the affiliate election date. That's the last amendment you should have. It's listed as number D, and it's in Appendix E. If you could read that. And that we had Adriana next. Yes, Adriana. Yeah. Adriana? I guess she must have dropped off the call.
Okay, well, I remember reading this, and it was just one of those things when you make a bylaws amendment, you can fix one part and then forget to fix. Oh, okay. She's
who is that speaking? I can't.
I'm on.
Adriana.
I'm back on.
What's going on? That's all the cards are being dropped. I was talking.
Is everyone... I think a couple of people have been dropped off. If you can call Michael, or Michael can send an email to Michael, he can call you back.
It sounded odd. I think she must have been muted or something. But
no, I got knocked off.
I know you got knocked off. That was an accident. I was trying to take off Serene so I could call her back.
Okay, Michael, you wanted to motivate this amendment?
Yes, I think it's just a technical amendment because we previously had amended the bylaws to change the date on which affiliate directors are seated to the same date that other directors are seated. But when that amendment was changed, they neglected to change the language in this other section. All it does is bring that section in line with the change in the election date for the affiliates so that they can be seated in December, elected in December, they can be seated with the other directors.
Dan Goodman on the stack.
Okay, we're having a noise. Can everyone mute their phones? Okay, Michael, did you finish?
Yes.
Jan Goodman, yes.
Are amendments appropriate?
I'm afraid not. We'd have to. We not for a bylaw amendment at this stage.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anyone else for the stack? Anyone else for the stack? Okay. If there's no one else,
Jan Goodman actually on the stack again.
Yes, Goodman.
I actually like having this March date because it gives the PNB the opportunity to actually elect somebody sort of mid-year because in December there's always going to be another election, so you don't have to worry about December. But it would be nice to have the opportunity if for some reason we lose an affiliate director early in the year, it'd be nice to have the opportunity to replace that person in March. So I actually, although I recognize that it was inadvertently left in there at the time, I actually like leaving it in there so that it can be used. So I urge a no vote.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Just to point out, it doesn't change, of course, the election in the nomination in November and the election in December.
Of course.
It just prevents the members, the affiliate members, from being seated along with everyone else. So if we were ever in a position to have that first meeting in person, which is always the goal, they would not be able to be seated with everyone else. So that's why the original change was made. I was not on the board at the time, and it was simply an oversight not to change the other position. But I don't know how you can have a contradictory amendment. You have to fix it one way or the other, and obviously without another bylaws change to change the first part, you need to amend the other part. You need to be consistent. Then if the board changes its mind in a different year, they would again have to change both parts. Otherwise, they contradict themselves. This is just to fix something that was unintentionally contradictory.
Jan,
okay, is anyone who hasn't spoken wish to speak to this amendment?
Yeah, this is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so initially the affiliate directors would be joining the board 2 months into its year, which means that they would be playing catch up in terms of figuring out what the issues are because everybody else would have been on the board, would have been seated in January. So while I think, and I argued at the time that they were first making this amendment however many years ago, that I believe it was intentional for reasons that I'm not going to get into now, it does matter that the two pieces of the bylaws that address affiliate directors, it does matter that they're not consistent. They need to be consistent. And just I think when Jan was speaking before, she said that, you know, it's a way of, she referenced something about filling a vacancy if someone were to leave. There's already a process in the bylaws that says if you have a seat that becomes vacant, you know, then your runner-up or, you know, the next person who is elected from the pool of unelected affiliate candidates would be seated by the board. It says, in fact, it's going to be by a majority vote of the board from the most recent list of nominees. It only stays open if, in fact, there is no list. But the bylaw change has nothing to do with how we fill a vacancy.
Okay, where are we with time? Have we gone through the 10 minutes on this item?
We have up to 3 minutes remaining on this item.
Jan Goodman.
Bill.
We have Bill, and then I think Ms. Goodman. Then we'll go around for a second. Bill, yes.
Yeah, you know, when this amendment was originally passed to change the date, you know, I realize there's an inconsistency, but it'd be better to just rescind the previous one, because what this does is, you know, it doesn't allow an incoming board to select its own affiliate representatives in order to help, that would allow them potentially to improve their diversity after you know who was elected from the different delegate assemblies at each station. The PNB could, you know, choose among, or one of the criteria might be when choosing affiliates to improve diversity by, you know, selecting people that would improve that. And like, you can't do that if the election's in December. So I think it'd be better to leave it the way it is, and so I'm opposing this amendment.
Okay. Anyone else who hasn't spoken on this amendment? Okay. I think, Goodman, you wanted to speak again?
Yes. Of course, I'm aware bylaw has, you know, the ability to pick from the remaining people, but it's the last part that if there are no remaining candidates, that you could then fill that seat in March instead of having to wait all the way until December. And you actually don't have to... This does not have to be the same as the other, because the other already says when the election is going to be in December, and this just deals with filling vacancies and allows filling vacancies to happen in March, because in December you're already going to have a vote. So, that's all.
Okay. If there's no...
They're not inconsistent. My point is that the Article 5 is really not inconsistent with the other article.
Michael, there's a second.
Yes,
10
Mike.
Seconds left, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry?
Ten seconds left.
In 10 seconds, it's inconsistent because it says the following March for a new one-year term implies the term is from March to March, when in fact it's from January to January.
Okay. Thank you. We're out of time. Everyone should have the amendment in their agenda. And we'll now go to the vote on this amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown? Can't hear you. Castanets?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Edwards Teekert?
Yes.
Yes. Gammon?
Pass.
Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yeah.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Brown didn't hear you? Jim Brown?
No.
No. Gammon, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 10 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, that's 11 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. This passes. And Chair, right. I have a point of information.
Yes, what's your question?
Adriana?
So I wanted to know when I somebody could untable the
Brian
other...
Brian would like to do that.
I did find the citation and sent it out.
Okay, Brian.
I moved to
remove the first bylaw amendment from the table.
Is there a second to that?
Janet.
Okay.
This is Lydia. Which bylaws amendment is that? Because I wasn't here.
The one for designated agent.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's been moved that the first bylaw amendment be taken off the table. Is there any objection to that? Okay. There's no objection. Okay.
Brian the stack?
Yeah, Jan Goodman on the stack.
Janet Cobra. Janet to the stack.
Oh, we may all be violently in agreement. I think Janet Coburn has the right citation. It's the same one I found. I checked it against Jan Goodman's concern. It falls under the Public Benefit Corporation section of the Corporation's Code, not the Mutual Benefit section. And it makes no reference of agents. It just talks about individual directors' rights. Our bylaws, as they currently exist, go above and beyond.
Right.
I think we're well within our rights to narrow the scope of who can be an agent.
Okay. Anyone else wish to speak to that?
Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan.
So, yes, I agree with the last speaker. Insofar as 6334 is the proper bylaw, is the proper code section for us. It would take... More, I've been sitting here doing research on whether or not this implies agents or not, and I don't. I haven't found any references yet. That doesn't mean that there aren't any, but the code section definitely says it just refers to directors. But in my opinion, undoubtedly, that would probably include agents, but. The code section doesn't specifically say it.
Okay, we now have this amendment on the table. Is there any objection to adopting this amendment?
I have a question.
Yes, Serene, what's your question?
Thanks. Okay, so my question is, is a director not fully responsible for the conduct of their chosen agent? Before, well, certainly after the fact, after the inspection?
I don't understand the question. Could you briefly repeat it again?
Is a director not responsible for the actions of their agent after an inspection has been conducted?
This is Lydia.
Good question.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
There is nothing specified there, and legally, even our attorneys and our insurance covers directors and covers our board members. It does not cover non-board members. So I don't see how you can be responsible legally within this context for another individual unless they're your child. You're the legal guardian of the person. Some of the attorneys on the call can perhaps refer to that, but even that would still have to be specified somehow in bylaws or some process. Thanks.
Okay, we're going to have to quit. I think it's 10 o'clock. We're out of time. We're going to have to go to a vote on. Everyone understand what the amendment is? You should have it in your package. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the First Amendment?
Yes. Aaron.
Pass.
Can't hear you. Sorry? Aaron? can't hear you. Alexander.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Pass. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Teekert.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Aaron, you passed?
No.
No. Let me count. I have 10 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, that's 11 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. This passes.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
Mr. Chair, didn't we have a certain time for the national election supervisor?
I was just about to go into.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is Lydia. I have an update about
Lydia?
That. Yeah. So Lynn is on a train, and she said she has lost her connection 4 times in the past half hour to an hour with Otis and any other calls. So since she's zooming through different cell phone towers, she doesn't think she can be available for the call. She just forwarded me an update regarding the various candidate nomination packages, etc., that she had previously sent, I think, to... It says, hello, Lydia and Bill. So Bill must have it. So maybe Bill can read it if he doesn't mind. Okay, this is her update. I'll forward it to the board right now.
Michael, to the stack.
First of all, Bill, did you get that, or did you want to read that information so the rest of us can be up to speed?
Let me find it. I have that open. I thought she sent it all to the BNB.
I'm just about to resend it.
Yeah.
Okay, while we're looking up...
Damn it. Point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
Well, I'm just wondering whether... I don't know if we want to take this 10-minute period to read the report into the record or something, but maybe during the IED report, Lydia can talk about this.
So we'll probably go let them read what she sent, either Bill or Lydia, and then we'll just...
Yeah, I recommend Bill because she joined the elections committee last night. So he may be able to fill that out. What's urgent is to get the word out that the nominations are open, that most of the LESs are in place, that most of the cards have been recorded, et cetera, that we're moving forward. And that's really important to get the word out. And but Bill would know more. He was on the meeting with her last night. I haven't spoken to her for a couple of days. But anyway, Bill, did you get the update I just sent? Has it come to you?
Yeah, and I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
There to go. Also, thank you.
Michael, this is Zach, just briefly, I did give Lynn my home number to call if she because she had emailed me that she was on a train and wasn't sure that she could get calls, and so I told her to call me if it turns out that she has cell phone coverage.
Okay, thank you. Bill.
Okay, well, I can read it. It's not too long, and then I hope that if she can make it to the call, we can have question and answers for her. The candidate nomination packets for staff and listeners has been updated and is available for those who register their candidacy online or contact their NES. The elections.pacifica.org site is updated, and I mean, that's the same URL as for last year. About 40 pages of it. She says she cleared the 2015 list of candidates and their statements, but did not remove the certified results. She worked with Otis to update the candidate management system where people register and can update their candidate statements and supply answers to the optional questionnaire. She updated the fair campaign provisions and sent an email to general managers / board of directors to distribute to their staff, reminding them that all staff need to sign, as well as promoting the staff election. She sent a similar email that she's hoping stations will send to their membership / email list as well. She also sent draft language and graphics for a Facebook post, a website post, and a tweet. In the future, the LES will coordinate online / social media outreach with their stations directly. On that, three LESs have been hired and have already started, waiting for a contract for a fourth, and still looking for a bilingual applicant for KPFK. Two of them, the ones at KPFT and at WBAI, are bilingual in Spanish and will help with some translations as needed. So the new LES for KPFT is Alma Vizcarra, V-I-S-C-A-R-R-A. The LES for WBAI is Kehani Bria, that's K-I-H-A-N-I-B-R-E-A. The KPFA LES is Earl Johnson, Jr. She said, John set up emails for the LES this morning. It's a standard format. It's LES dash and then the station, 2016@pacifica.org. The LESs are asking the stations if they have a phone number / extension they can use, or making other arrangements as needed. She'll update the website later today. This was Wednesday, with their contact information as well, or Tuesday, excuse me. Each of the LESs will get sent a notice when someone from their station area registers as a candidate. She went back to the online system that Terry Baricius used for candidate management, but used LJO Williams elections.pacifica.org site for consistency and attractiveness. This has meant refreshing her PHP and WordPress skills and trying to understand the thinking behind the architecture of two different sites. But with the timeline, I decided not to reinvent the wheel, but instead try to pick and choose systems that I thought would work. Again, I'm quoting her. She will ask the LES to draft a standard reply so that the candidates have their contact information right away. I'm about three-fourths of the way done. Each of the LESs was given a list of questions to ask at their station and have begun sending her the answers. We are trying to set the dates now for the meet and greets to gather signatures so that we can adequately promote. We are also trying to get a handle on how the scheduling of candidates to record their carts work, as well as a number of logistical issues. The LES have been told that they are expected to be at the studio 2 to 3 times a week. Reading reports, she's seen mentioned that no one saw the LES for a week, and she wants to make sure that does not happen again. Each LES was also given a script and made arrangements to record their first call cart either yesterday, that was I believe Monday or Tuesday. Alma agreed to record the Spanish, English and Spanish cart for KPFK as well. I've sent them a schedule of carts that I would like to draft for her approval and record each week to keep the announcements fresh and hopefully more compelling than the initial very dry announcement. Finally, she had an interview with a bilingual applicant in Los Angeles. I haven't heard if that person's been hired or not. I have to say that Otis, Bob, and Bill have been extremely helpful during this process. I was worried about the very tight timeline, but with their help, I was able to make sure everything was in place by June 1st. Still much more work to be done, of course. Thank you, Lynn Serpy.
Okay. If anyone has any questions, you can reserve those till when the ID does a report. Otherwise, we'll go back to the agenda.
Janet, point of information.
That's your question, Janet.
Sorry. I think Bill saying the name Lynn Serpy was the first time that the NES's name was mentioned. I might have missed it, but I kind of thought it would be good for the public record. It's not you, Bill. It's just this discussion. For there to be some introduction of who Lynn Serpy is, or when.
Right, and her name is spelled LynnSerpe.
Okay, so when we get to the IED report, she'll probably introduce her and say who she is.
Okay.
We'll let the executive director do that. Okay, we're going back to the agenda. The next item we have on the agenda is the personnel committee. We have 10 minutes on this item.
If people are not speaking, could they mute?
Could everyone mute their phones? Adriana, the chair of the personnel committee. Oh.
I can hear a terrible echo. Hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you, but there's a terrible echo there. Can you hear me?
There?
It seems to be coming from Grace's phone. I dropped her. I'll call her back.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Adriana.
Yes. Well, I'm trying to read the amendment. Well, the personnel committee is not an standing committee. I believe that we require every year the approval of a mandate from the PMB for the committees that are not standing committees. In this case, the personnel committee approved a motion and from the
PMB. You know, record your message. Bye-bye.
Okay. The motion is the personnel committee requests the PMB authorize the committee to do the following. Search for the executive director, a standardized process for evaluating GMs and PDs, evaluate the CFO, compile job description for all staff, and review the foundation's personnel handbook. I think that it's too ambitious to do all of this, but at least the personnel committee can start working in all these areas. That is a must. That's why we asked the PMB to give this mandate. That's it.
You're making a recommendation, a form of a motion to be clear what we're recommending so that the PMB understand that you're making these recommendations in the form of a motion, correct, to be voted on?
Yes.
Okay.
The motion comes from the personnel committee.
Okay.
And this is a motion that we recommend.
Well, because it's from the committee, I don't think we need a second. But, Brian, I think we're going to go to the – it's been properly placed for this body, and now we'll go have discussion on these the recommendation from the personnel committee. Yes, Brian.
I have an amendment. Hopefully it's consistent with the committee's intent, but as concerned that the language makes it sound like the PNB's handing off PNB responsibilities to the committee. So my amendment would be to change the language so that the first bullet reads to propose standardized processes for evaluating GMs and PD, and so that the second line reads to facilitate evaluation of the CFO by the PNB. If there's a second.
Okay, and can we get a second on that? Is there a second to that amendment?
Jan,
okay, seconded. Could you submit that in writing, Brian, and then now we'll take on that. We have Adriana.
Adriana.
I just did it, and I'd like to motivate.
Okay, Adriana, let's let it motivate, and then
okay,
we'll
okay.
Well, it sounds like it's consistent with the committee's intent. I just want to be clear. The PMB is the CFO's boss. The personnel committee can do the legwork of making the evaluation happen, but it's the PMB who is the final actor that does the evaluation, that signs off on it, right? The committee's job is to, like, circulate surveys, paperwork, or whatever. And the same thing goes for evaluations of general managers and program directors. The personnel committee can't directly dictate to local station boards how they can do that. The PNB can, and it's perfectly appropriate for the personnel committee to bring a proposal for how to do so to the PNB. But it can't act without PNB approval on its proposal.
Okay. Adriana.
Yes, I think that was Brian described was exactly the idea of the motion that we pass.
Okay, any other discussion on this issue?
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, I'm a little confused. Thought you were finished.
Oh, you hadn't finished, Adriana?
What I'm saying that I take that like a friendly amendment. Thank you.
Okay, Janet.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen Brian's amendment in the email. It could be just my email, but
So what my one concern I have is the processes for evaluating the GMs. The LSBs evaluate the GMs, and the ED evaluates the GM. So, and so the PND should come up with processes for both those. I guess that's what you're saying, Brian.
Although I don't think that there's any recommendation in regards to the GMs. I think this, I don't think any motion, but Brian can address that with you. Brian, she had a question for you. We must have lost Brian. But as I understand, Brian?
Janet should have my language in her inbox in a minute, but I think we're on the same page. My language just clarifies that the personnel committee's role would be to propose standardized evaluation procedures to the PNB. And the PNB, you know, would have to vote on them.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this item?
Mrs. Patel Adams.
Okay, yes, Ms. Adams.
I'd like to propose that we split up the five bullets and vote on them individually because the way I see it, some of them kind of pertain more to national stuff, and some of them pertain more to local issues. And me personally, I'm more in favor of letting the stations do what they want regarding certain things.
Okay. Let me get some clarification. Adriana, was there something recommended out of the committee as it relates to general managers and local?
No. What we are, what the motion is itself, I was thinking that was clear. We are talking about the personal committee. That is the only committee that is personal committee is from the PNB. And what we are doing is a mandate for the personal committee. That is not telling any LSB what to do. It's not telling anybody else what to do. It's giving the personal committee for the Pacifica National Board authorization to start working and standardize some of this process. That doesn't mean that anybody else need to wait for anything or need to do anything different. I mean, the bylaws are very clear about what the LSB need to do, about who evaluate whom and how. But basically, this is a motion to allow the personnel committee to start working in these issues. That is the only reason.
So, Ms. Adams, you understand that there's nothing related to evaluating GMs or anything like that in her recommendation?
No, I do. I guess I was talking mostly about, the second and the fourth one. But then I guess it makes sense if Adriana is just saying that, you know, they would just kind of have suggestions for the process or, you know, compile a job description. I guess that really just means that put together the ones from the different stations, not necessarily telling the different stations what their job descriptions should be.
Okay. But what we have on the floor is Brian's amendment, but let's dispose of the amendment and then we'll deal with the motion as amended. Okay.
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I still don't see the motion. The amendment in my email.
Brian, did you send your...
I'll forward it directly to your personal account, Janet. I sent it to the... Did anybody else get it?
Yeah, I got it.
No, I did not.
I didn't.
Okay. I got
you
it.
You might want, need to refresh your inboxes. I sent it to the PNB address. But let me...
I've refreshed. I've re...
Okay.
Opened it again.
Yeah, I told you to send it to Janet and those who, resend it.
Well, Janet's the critical one here because she's going to make the minutes. And then she can read from it for everybody else. Secretary of Pacifica, okay for you?
Yeah.
Janet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't receive it neither, Brian.
Okay. Okay, there must be something acting up with that PNB account. I just sent a personal copy to you, Janet, and I'll put one to Andriana. Who else needs one? Michael? Yeah. Bill said he had it. Okay, I sent one to Andriana and Michael.
And Jim. I don't have it.
And Jim. Okay. Get that right to you, Jim.
Got it.
Okay. Is there any further discussions on the amendment? Everyone understands the amendment? Is there any objection to Brian's amendment? Okay, well, there's no objection without objection. We now have the committee's recommendation with Brian's amendment. Is there any further discussion on that? Is there any objection to the committee's recommendation with the, as amended? Okay, without objection, so approved. Next item we have on the agenda is the coordinating committee motion. We have 10 minutes on this item. Madam Secretary, you want to present that to us?
Yes.
Good. Just a point of information, yes. I believe, before
yes,
we turn to this next agenda item, Jan Goodman.
Yes, what's your question?
It's actually a point of information. I found the section in the California Codes. I've emailed it to everybody that says, that defines the right of information, and it states that the person, and it's under our, you know, the nonprofit public benefit corporation that says that it includes attorneys and other people who
agents
who do inspections.
Okay, could you forward that information to us? And
it has been forwarded to everybody.
Okay.
Brian here.
So I would like to make a motion, and it can be put after this one, that we need to rescind that motion because it's...
I'm sorry, we can't entertain a motion on that at this particular time.
Well, no, not at this particular time, but I want to put it on the agenda for today because we need to get it straightened out.
Mr. Chair?
Brian, yes.
Can I just ask your indulgence, Jan, if you read the beginning of Section 6331, it looks like it only applies to members' rights to inspect the membership list, not directors' rights of inspection.
No.
I'm just glancing it over.
It doesn't, but I looked at a treatise.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point?
And the chapter includes 6334 and, you know, above and below. It's the whole chapter.
Order? Do I have the floor?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order? What is your point of order, Adriana?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We already approved it by law, and we cannot get back. We are in a different situation. We are talking about something else. Ms. Goodman vote against that. Her vote is against that amendment, but we pass it 11-5. Okay? We cannot keep rehearsing every time that, you know, we have enough time.
Okay, yeah.
We are in a different...
We don't have to go into discussion about it. I think that such a motion at this time is inappropriate in terms of the agenda that we have. We've already voted on amendments. We're now on committee reports. So we have an agenda that we've already adopted, so I think that motion is out of order that she's made. The next item we have is the coordinating committee motion. Janet, you want to present the motion that you have from the coordinating committee?
Okay, I'd like to present it and then motivate it. And I'll present it by just reading the resolved.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I got a text. Jose Luis needs to be called, Michael. I forgot to mention that. He wants to be called. He wants to get on the call. Okay, I'm sorry. Janet.
So I'd like to read for the record the resolved part of that. There are a bunch of whereases, but as a presentation of the motion, and then motivate it mainly by reading the whereases. So, resolved that the coordinating committee recommends the PNB approve financial support for the PNB secretary to prepare past and future open PNB meeting draft minutes. Janet Cobran has been serving as PNB secretary without financial compensation, and she requests this remain the case. Any financial compensation for assistance and support of the work of the secretary would go to others. Such paid assistance shall come out of the PNO budget and shall be on a temporary basis at a rate of no more than $20 an hour for up to 3 hours per meeting, coming to a total of $720 for the backlog. It's probably more now, but anyway, $60 per meeting going forward, and $1,000 lump sum for the upcoming in-person meeting. So this was approved by the coordinating committee quite a while ago, so things have changed since then. We were preparing for an in-person meeting, possibly in June, but that's not going to happen until later this year. So first I'd like to say that I would not accept any pay, you know, as the motion says. I myself would not accept any pay. So the whereas when the bylaws were written, the PNB was to meet only quarterly, and whereas the number of PNB meetings has grown to an average of 2 open meetings plus 1 closed meeting a month, and whereas in addition to producing PNB meeting minutes, the duties and responsibilities of the PNB secretary include preparing for and producing draft agendas for all PNB meetings, being present at and throughout PNB meetings to do all the roll calls and tally votes, submitting report outs for PNB executive sessions, preparing and managing committee membership lists, maintaining PNB director information, maintaining LSB membership lists, creating LSB membership lists after LSB elections, maintaining LSB runners-up lists, shepherding through the proposed bylaws amendment process now 2 times a year, performing a role in the affiliates directors process as laid out in the bylaws, preparing ballots and other tasks for PNB STV processes, preparing board resolution documents, signing official documents, and doing secretarial correspondence and other assorted tasks. And whereas the almost exponential growth of PNB meetings has put an enormous tax on the PNB secretary, usually held by a director whose tasks are carried out on a volunteer basis, and in addition to his or her work as a director, member of PNB committees, and member of his or her LSB. And whereas the responsibilities of the PNB secretary are gargantuan and amount to a full-time job when performed diligently, and whereas in the past, the PNB has provided assistance to the PNB secretary in the form of volunteer help in preparing draft PNB meeting minutes, note that currently no such volunteer support is available, and whereas in the past, the PNB has provided paid assistance for the PNB secretary in preparing draft meeting minutes, and whereas under normal conditions, paid staff support is provided to the foundation secretary with no such paid staff support currently available, and whereas there is a backlog in draft PNB meeting minutes, an upcoming in-person meeting, and having PNB meeting minutes is imperative. So this kind of help would require specific, I'm done with the whereases, would require specific skills. I've already been trying to find some people to who would do this kind of work, and I do have some possibilities. This motion was approved without objection by the coordinating committee, which includes the IED and the CFO. So I urge my colleagues to approve this.
Just a little housekeeping. We're at 10:30, and we need a motion to extend the meeting.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Okay.
Motion to extend for 20 minutes.
Okay. Because we have to, the motion to extend for 20 minutes, is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending for 20 minutes? This is the meeting, not this particular item.
Yes, Jose Luis objects.
Okay. So we're going to go to vote to extend for 20 minutes. Hey, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Not on the call anymore.
Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Can't hear you. Castaneda.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert.
No.
Sorry?
No, with an N.
No. Fuentes.
No.
No. Gammon.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Attila Adams.
Nwangaza yes. On the call now.
Oh. Nwangaza, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes, Roberts.
I'm sorry, how long are we?
20 minutes.
The meeting or this item?
The meeting.
I abstain.
Abstain. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 11 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes.
And, I'm sorry.
That's 12 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention, so this passes.
Okay. Brian, could you tell how much time we got left on the coordinating committee motion before we go back to that?
3 minutes.
Okay. We'll now take a stack. Janet gave her motivation. Did we have a stack for that motion?
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Okay.
Bill. Ms. Adams was there.
Bill.
Serene.
Ms. Adams. And then Serene. Serene. Yes. Jose Luis.
Okay. So I'm opposed to this motion. This is an issue that came up when Richard Uzzell was secretary of being paid to do a task in which he had volunteered to do as the secretary. No one forced him to do it. He ran for the position. He accepted the position. The duties are what they are. Coburn has not been a new person to the duties. She ran for the position. She knew what the position was for last year.
I'm sorry, Nancy Thornton.
She's not asking to be paid. This motion would not pay her.
Yeah, just a clarification. That's correct. This is not paying her. She's just getting assistance.
So I didn't say she's getting paid. I said, Coburn took this position voluntarily. She knows what the tasks are, and now she's asking to us give her money so she can hire somebody to help her do the duties that she knows which they are, and she very well knows, as everybody seated on this PMB, that we are hemorrhaging money. We need to make cuts. We need to get our financial situation in order. But yet, she wants a budget so she can hire somebody to help her with the duties she knew from the get-go were the duties, because she says she can't do them. She has to do them or resign. We find another secretary to do them. It's this is fiscal mismanagement for us to go and create a budget for her when we have employees that might not get paid, we have bills that might not get paid, we have auditors that haven't been paid, we have a slew of bills that we need to pay and people that we need to hire. And we need to have elections on top of all this, which we need to find money for. So this, in my mind, would be craziness for us to allocate her a special budget so she can get her work done that she volunteered to do. Thank you.
And I remind people, could we keep up with the time? Next person was Bill.
Well, it is a huge amount of work, and I think we need to remember that there was a lot of it that really wasn't done. And part of this in the motion is to pay for the backlog. And it does need to be done, and I think because the cash flow situation, whoever does this may need to realize they may not get paid instantly, but I think this is important, and I support it. I'd just like to ask that we make sure that the draft agendas are sent out a week in advance and get posted a week in advance. We really need to do that, and maybe with some help we can get that to happen.
Okay, Ms. Adams.
Time, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we're out of time on this item. We're going to have to go to a vote on it. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I'm sorry. Can we not extend time on this item?
How much time do you are you presenting a motion to extend on this particular item?
How many people are on the stack, please?
We have two other people on the stack, Ms. Adams and yourself.
So I move to extend by 3 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending by 3 minutes?
We need to have time for the CFO report, so I object.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to go to a vote then. Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll by extending by 3 minutes on this particular item?
Is there a second for the 3 minutes?
Is there a second for extending for 3 minutes?
Adriana.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron. Oh, she's not on call. Alexander.
No.
No, Bethune.
Yes.
Yes, Brown. Castaneve.
Yes.
Yes, Crozier.
No.
No, Edward Steakert.
No.
No, Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman. Coburn passes. Novick.
No.
No. Longaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams.
Yeah.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
No.
Repeat?
No.
No.
Back on the call, I think.
Who?
I believe Aaron is back on the call.
Great.
Yeah, I've been off for like 20 minutes. So what are we voting on?
Voting to extend the coordinating committee motion on PNB secretary item by 3 minutes.
No.
Saying no.
Okay, no.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't remember. Didn't Jan vote no?
Aaron, how do you vote?
Okay, I abstain.
Abstain.
Gordon changes vote to yes.
Sorden?
Yes.
Okay, and Coburn abstain.
And Goodman, I didn't get to vote.
Oh, Goodman.
Brown.
How do you vote?
Excuse me. If we vote no, do we still get a chance to vote on the actual motion?
Oh, yes. Go straight to the vote.
Okay. I vote no then.
No.
Change.
And
this is Grace Aaron. I changed my vote to no.
Aaron votes no. And Coburn passed, and I abstain. And
Brown,
right.
Brown votes
yes. Jan's trying to be heard.
Sorry?
Brown.
Brown. Go ahead.
Got it?
Jim.
Yes.
Yes. Brown, yes. All right, let me count. I have 9 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, so that's 10 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. I believe that fails. It means 2/3.
Okay. Abstention fails. We'll now go to the vote on motion by the coordinating committee. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron?
Pass.
Pass. Alexander.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Castanave.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Castanave.
Yes.
Yes, Crozier.
Yes.
Yes, Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
No.
No. Gammon.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams.
No.
No. Pinchback.
Pass. Come back.
Sorry?
You said
come back to me at the end.
Okay. Roberts.
No, we should give the staff
no. Sordin.
An opportunity to earn that money.
Sordin. Excuse me, Sordin?
Not excused. Sorry, I'm lost on what we're voting on.
We're voting on the coordinating committee motion on the PNB secretary.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Aaron, you passed?
Yes.
You vote yes. Yes. Pinchback, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Let me count. I have 10 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 11 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions. This passes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I give notice. This is Serene. I give notice to rescind.
I'm sorry, to rescind what? Oh.
The motion just passed. I give notice to rescind at our next meeting.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
Does the notice to rescind require it to be from someone who voted in the prevailing vote?
No, that's reconsider.
Yes, okay. Reconsider. Okay.